And now back to the news. The tragedy at Grenfell Tower in London was followed by a fire safety test in Norwich, and five buildings have failed the test so far. Hospitals and schools are now going to be tested. We have three articles on the grim local repercussions of Grenfell Tower, but also one more cheering account about someone who was the victim of a fire but is now rewarding the firefighters who came to help.
Dozens of people are living in five Norwich tower blocks which have failed fire safety tests. But fire experts are confident that measures put in place will mean none of the 174 apartments will have to be evacuated. Tests were carried out on the aluminium cladding on Brennan Bank on Geoffrey Watling Way after the Grenfell Tower tragedy. The cladding on Grenfell Tower, which is aluminium composite material, ACM, has been highlighted as one of the possible reasons for the building catching fire so quickly. Cladding on the five Norwich blocks is also aluminium composite material, called Larsen PE, but it is a different product to that on Grenfell, which was called Rainobond PE. Developer Taylor Wimpey has written to residents at Robinson Bank, Nethercott Bank, Gavin Bank, Lockheed Bank and Brennan Bank after the cladding failed the tests. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service then inspected the site and found it was safe for residents to remain in their homes, Mr. Dolby said. But, as a precaution, residents have been told not to park underneath the flats, the bin stores have been moved further away from the buildings, and people should not use barbecues, smoke or light candles on their balconies.
The region's hospitals have been told to arrange urgent fire safety inspections as part of the response to the tragedy at Grenfell Tower. On Saturday, an email was sent to hospital chiefs telling them trusts must ensure fire and rescue services inspected their buildings by close of play, that's to say Sunday evening. A spokesman for Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital said, "We have a limited amount of cladding in non-inpatient areas, which we are currently testing as a precautionary measure." John Green, chief executive of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn, said the hospital responded to the request by NHS Improvement on fire safety, and no part of the hospital is above two stories high or has retrofitted cladding. Whilst deputy chief executive at James Paget University Hospital in Gorston, Anna Hills, said, "We will be carrying out an additional fire risk assessment of our buildings as a precaution."
Councils and academy trusts have been told to carry out fire safety checks on school buildings. The Department for Education, DfE, has instructed the bodies to identify any schools that may need further investigation after reports some may be fitted with the same cladding blame for the Grenfell fire. While some school heads have launched checks, the government now says all must follow suit. A spokesperson said, "The government is taking the potential impact from the tragic Grenfell Tower fire very seriously. Building owners across the public sector estate are being contacted to ensure any risks are managed and dealt with appropriately and promptly." They said the DfE would be contacting all those responsible for safety in schools to tell them to launch the investigation. Last August, the government released a consultation on new fire safety standards for schools, but the results are yet to be published.
Her flat was badly damaged in a tower block fire 6 years ago. And now Linda Cullum, who lives at Markham Tower in Bowers Avenue, Mile Cross, has delivered cakes to the city's fire service in thanks for their dedication to the job. Ms. Callum, who works at Tesco in Drayton, made cakes in the bakery there, iced with thank you messages, and delivered them to Green Watch crews at Earlham and Sprowston fire stations at lunchtime last Wednesday. The gesture was in response to June 14's devastating Grenfell Tower fire in London, which left 79 people dead and another 74 injured. Ms. Callum said, With the Grenfell Tower fire last week, it reminded me what a fantastic job the fire service does, and I wanted them to know how much the public appreciate what they do. Ms. Callum's flat was heavily water damaged in the fire on September the 26th, 2011, and she lived in a hotel for 13 weeks after the blaze. About 80 firemen were called to tackle the fire at the 10-storey building, but luckily no one was injured or had to be rescued. Les Britsman, Norfolk's assistant chief fire officer, said he was delighted by Ms. Collum's kind gesture.